Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about an article from Teaching Children Mathematics, in which a University of Michigan researcher talks about number lines, and specifically the misunderstandings that students commonly have when trying to find numbers on number lines. And this applies in particular to fractions and decimals on number lines, but it really gets to the very heart of number sense and the relationship that numbers have with one another. So, there are four main categories of misunderstandings that the author pulls out. The first is the use of unconventional notation, and this is when a student might actually understand, like, where that number is supposed to go on the line, but doesn't really know how to label it. And so, this is if the student, for example, knows that the eighth tick mark between 0 and 1 is 2 from 1 and it's 8 from 0, but they might label it 0.08, or 10 over 8, because they're not quite sure how to label that conventionally, even though they sort of do understand what's supposed to be. The second of the misunderstandings is redefining the unit. And students are very often taught partial numbers with number lines that only go from 0 to 1. Or if you're talking about younger students, we're often taught whole numbers going from 0 to 10 or 0 to 100. And so when you change the absolute scale, put to 0 to 2 or 0 to 20, it can really throw students off. So for example, students might think, and this article comes from the researcher doing interviews and a study with students, and so this is where she drew these misunderstandings from. There are many students in her study who thought that the eighth tick mark between 0 and 1, when given a 0 to 2 scale, was 8 over 20. And understand that just because you lengthen the absolute distance doesn't actually change the value of the number. The third of the misunderstandings is students employing a two-count strategy. What that means is students decide to come up with a fractional part of the number line by using this rule. The tick marks that are the total number of tick marks is the denominator, and the tick marks between 0 and the target number is the numerator. So between 0 and 1, there might be 10 tick marks, and if you were looking for the 8th tick mark, then that would be 8 over 10. Now that's accurate only if the tick marks are consistent and only if the intervals are equal, which is actually not always the case, and it's really just students memorizing a rule. So that when you give students with a number line that has uneven intervals, so you know the distance between 0.1 and 0.2 is different than the distance between 0.3 and 0.4, they get completely confused because they don't actually understand the relationships of the numbers, they're just employing a rule. An even deeper misunderstanding can be the fourth type, and this is what the author calls a one-count strategy. And this is when they take the number of tick marks between 0 and the target as the denominator, and then they just use the closest whole number as the numerator. So, for instance, she saw students in her study who took the 8th tick mark between 0 and 1 to be 1/8, because it was 8 from 0, which was the denominator, and 1 was the closest whole number, so they thought that was the numerator. So these are very common misunderstandings. In terms of how to address them as a teacher, the author gives a couple of suggestions. First of all, give the students number lines that do have unequal intervals and force them to think conceptually about what does it actually mean to try to label numbers and where numbers are compared to other numbers rather than just employing rules of counting. Second, show students examples of number lines that have been labeled incorrectly using one of the misunderstandings. Pretend that it's from another class or from a previous year. And then have students work through the errors and do error analysis in order to know and be able to avoid those types of misunderstandings. And thirdly, analyze student work as a teacher to identify which category of misunderstanding seems to be present, and then taking steps to help clarify that confusion. So, in conclusion, students can often have a surprising amount of trouble with number lines, especially when it comes to fractions and decimals on number lines, and the author talks about if you really think about the misunderstanding that they're having, it becomes much, much easier to help them really grasp the concept. So thanks, happy teaching, and we'll talk again soon.